Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government to provide funding for 5 water harvesting projects in St. Anne. Stay with us to hear more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
The government will be providing funding support of $30 million for the implementation of 5 water harvesting projects in St. Anne. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says this is being done to mitigate drought and other problems resulting from the effects of climate change. He says climate change has resulted in extreme weather events such as droughts, storms, and hurricanes, which has caused loss of income, property, and lives. Mr. Hutchinson says the ministry, through the Adaptation Fund program, has embarked on a deliberate strategy to facilitate investment in alternative water harvesting and management methods, such as the establishment of rainwater harvesting and gravity drip irrigation systems. The ministry will provide training in efficient water use and climate change adaptation techniques in a bid to improve soil moisture retention, disaster risk management, and boost climate change resilience. The training will be carried out in select rural communities in Manchester, Trelawney, St. Mary, St. Catherine, Clarendon, and St. Anne, which face the greatest level of risk. Water harvesting projects are also being undertaken in Hindstown, McNee, and Frank Hall, while similar projects will be carried out in Walkerswood and Blackstone Edge in St. Anne. Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at a recently held meeting with the Hindstown Orange Park Farmers Group in St. Anne. He says the sustainability of the project will depend on the participation of farmers in the training on proper land husbandry and water management, and has urged the farmers to capitalize on the opportunity to ensure the viability of their crops. And now for our proverb of the day. See and blind, hear and deaf. Translation: see and be blind, hear and be deaf. This proverb is similar to the phrase, see no evil, hear no evil. And both mean, you should pay attention to your own business and not try to meddle in another person's life.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
That's it for today's program. For producer Andrew James Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.